Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Oh shit, it's fucking tank top weather, baby. Sun's out, guns out, cocksuckers. I'm getting back in shape. Woo! I'm about to turn into a fucking jerk off. About to, that's right, Zach. About to turn into a jerk off. What up, international super Zach D'Amico? You look like you lost weight, Zach.
I'm working on it, man.
I fucking love you, brother.
I love you too, pal.
Hey, dude. I love you. We got a new soundboard.
Now show them titties.
Great job, Shannon. New soundboard and everything. We're back on the show. It's a Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Here, as always, with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What is going on, brother?
I'm feeling good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
How's your week been going so far?
Good. Lots of great feedback from our Kill Tony appearance.
I know, dude. People fucking loved us. We were made for that shit. Some people saying the best Kill Tony of all time.
We were made for that shit.
When I opened my comedy club, I may convince Tony to let us just do Kill Tony East. Call Kill Tony NYC, hosted by Louis J. Gomez, Zach D'Amico, and we'll do it at my new comedy club.
I kind of like that.
That's a fucking great idea, right? We just need a red band. Shannon, will you be our red band?
Sure.
Shannon starts
red boobs.
Red boobs. Shannon starts fucking young comedians that are trying to get him to Kill Tony.
Shannon's always got a hot Asian chick with her.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. Look, great show plan today. What an incredible fucking show. Real Ass Podcast. This whole week, 5 days this week, the Real Ass Podcast is shining. Thursday, we have another show. Friday. And Shannon, I know you know what I know just now.
Yeah.
You know what I know.
Yeah.
Just so it's fine. It's all good. I'm going to move forward. It's fine. But you know what I know.
Yeah.
Blame Shannon.
It's fine. It's fine.
Did you guys hook up? What's going on?
No. I see. See, Shannon's a producer, just like I am. I'm not a comedian. I'm producer first.
True.
Everyone knows this about me, okay? And this soundboard, which obviously
was tested,
has not either not been tested or tested by retarded people. Before the sound effect happens, there's some sort of weird. What does it sound like, Shannon? Exactly. Listen.
Blame.
I was hoping that was you being electrocuted a little.
It's a little static.
It's all of them.
It was tested by.
I didn't hear it there.
Hold on. Because fucking Brecklin over here was fucking chirping.
If you could just talk for a second before you hit each of them. So we don't hear it.
Cool.
There you go. Perfect.
Fix the goddamn soundboard, Shannon.
Sorry.
I was going to ignore it. I was like, you know what? The people at home aren't going to notice. There's no way.
Yeah.
But somebody
now.
Fucking noticed. Somebody noticed. I goddamn guarantee it.
You're telling me that soundboard that is affixed to the table with a paper towel is not working correctly.
This is just a temporary one until the new one gets here today. It's temporary.
Jesus Christ.
It's actually Paco's iPad.
Soundboard. That's how Shannon sounds.
What?
Did you choose the sounds?
No, dude. God did.
God chose the
sounds?
Yeah,
dude. Fucking chirping of birds, lawnmowers, fucking tornadoes.
Daffy Duck saying the N-word. All the sounds of nature.
God created
all these sounds.
It's just the N-word.
I love the fact that you put me on that fucking plane, doggy.
What plane?
God's plane. It's a private jet.
How did I put you on?
You put me on the plane of God.
I did?
Yeah, because you said I created all sounds. I like that, dude.
I did.
That's why you got to come into this show is you have to kiss my ass a little bit, Chrissy. How about you stop fucking being a fucking naysayer? Oh, if I was Anthony Cumia, you'd be fucking sucking on my old ball bags, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. I'm very professional.
I think you mean a... say?
Wow. Wow.
Chrissy Mayer's here. Very excited to have you in studio. We're going to go over plugs in just a second. I'm going to stop naming everybody's things, because when I do plugs now, Shannon, they have nothing to say. They just repeat everything I just said. That's repetitive. That's not good podcasting. Mm. Okay, and I am a fucking producer.
How many years did it take for you to come to that realization that the plugs are repetitive?
You know what, Brett? Now you just lost your plugs on today's show.
I just lost my plugs.
You lost your plugs.
I was so excited to do my plugs.
And he has a show, Just the Plugs, which is ironic. So you lost your plugs. We're not even talking about your show, Just the Plugs. We're not talking about Brett Coyne. Shannon, I need you to censor out his head.
Yeah.
The whole fucking show.
Just put one
today.
Of those titties on me. Just put one of those titties on
that's
me.
That's actually a great idea.
That's a good idea. You've been titty.
You can put the other one on me.
Yeah, there we go. We'll be the two titties.
Okay, so listen.
A tale of two titties.
That was a fucking solid Chrissy Mayer joke.
That was.
That was some Louis J. Gomez word association style comedy.
They did not put all the sound effects on the board either. I don't have a Gessle snake.
There
I don't
are
have a
Gessle
rattlesnake.
Snake.
No, but I'm the one in charge of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's fine.
Just do it the old-fashioned way. Just
it's
say
fun.
It.
What they do is...
would not have the effect.
All the fans, they put, like, while we have girls on the show, they always put, like, slutty photos of them in the Racist Live Chat. Shout out Racist Live Chat. So they're doing that with you. And then one person just put, like, a normal photo of you with no makeup from, like, a stream. Just you, like this. Kind of like cross-eyed a little bit. Yeah.
For the record, I also have an OnlyFans, Louis J. Gomez, and Real Ass Podcast fans out there. So look up my OnlyFans.
I would love to see your OnlyFans.
I do. I genuinely do have an OnlyFans.
Have an OnlyFans.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you? What kind?
But they just paid us to make it, and then once they stopped paying us, we stopped posting on it.
Yeah, I made mine as a bit, and then promptly stopped posting. It's all wholesome photos of me like throwing a frisbee and like cooking hot cocoa and shit like
Fuck
that.
Fuck you, Brett.
Thanks, Lewis.
Fuck you, dude.
Mr. Wholesome. Yeah.
I wanted to see your dick and asshole.
$5 a month. You can see my prudes, not my nudes.
My prudes. That's cute.
So, yeah, it's just me in a cornfield. It's, you know, it's a really good deal. Really good content on there.
How many patrons do you have?
We had one.
Is
and,
it your mom?
Yeah, my mom is subscribing. It's Lewis, actually. Lewis is the one sole subscriber.
Lewis cannot not subscribe to a comedian's OnlyFans.
Dude, if I'm horny,
if they have it, he has to do it.
I'll click that button. If you got OnlyFans and you're a female comic, just send me that link late at night. I'm
so
going to probably subscribe.
You're very supportive.
All right, look, let's fucking get into this shit, man. Let's get into our show. Let's do our plugs. Let's get all this out of the way. We have a lot to fucking talk about. It is the Wednesday Real Ass Podcast live here on the Gas Digital Network. You better be subscribing, bitches. GasDigitalNetwork.com gets you the entire on-demand library. I don't know. What is it, like 20,000 hours of content you can't get anywhere else? Legion of Skanks Real Ass Podcast, Believe You Me. Fucking all the shows on the network. Zach Amiga's Midnight Spook Show. Shannon Lee Hires The Thing Is. Ding. Lot of fucking shows, okay? And, yeah, lots of exclusive content, lots of fucking extra content, lots of bonus shows. I'm going to start doing more bonus stuff, too, but you got to subscribe. Go use that promo code RAP. You get instant access to everything you can't get anywhere else, all ad-free, all uncensored, plus access to the Racist Live Chat, which I'll be reading from throughout the show. Let's see. Hang Dang says Lewis is light-skinned now. I've always been kind of light skinned. I'm not like a
You're
dark
very tan.
Skin. I'm tan, but I'm not like... Like, my dad was black. Like, my dad was fucking...
Actually black?
He was like charcoal. He's Afro-Puerto Rican, but he looked like a black guy. Like, for all intents and purposes, you'd be fucking, you know, that's a black guy right there.
Yeah.
He was an easy E.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, except...
AIDS-less or...
No, he had AIDS.
Easy AIDS.
He did?
I need more cream in my coffee. Eric made my coffee.
Hold on, give it to me.
It's pretty much black. At this point,
give me 2 minutes.
Look at this. Do you call this properly creamed?
That's all I can do is a Lewis attack. I don't have any of my other ones.
This is basically black.
Ew.
Gross.
This coffee is late. Oh, hey, wow. You just brought me creamer just like that. Wow, thank you.
All right, plugs. Chrissy.
Hello. Check out the Chrissy Mayer podcast on iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, SoundCloud, The Wet Spot on Compound Media, Mondays at 7:30. This Friday, I'll be at the Pat Garrett Amphitheater with Comedians of the Compound this Friday the 18th. Check it out. For tickets, go to my website, ChrissyMayer.com.
I'm so happy Compound Media exists. Isn't Gas Digital, by comparison, we don't look that bad.
Wow, I feel like people think gas is more racist than compound.
No, you think people think gas is more racist?
I've heard people.
Brett, you're a third party.
I'll be real. As a third party, people do not think gas is more racist.
As someone who doesn't barely goes on either.
And I want to appeal to Lewis and say it's more racist, but
we try.
Yeah, we really
try to be the most racist podcast network, and we are not even close. That's how racist you guys are.
I don't know.
You think that people think gas is just more racist live chat?
I think possibly. I've seen comments. I mean, I think neither are racist, but...
Well, we're both racist, but it's very, you know, we're going to get into that. We're going to find out who's more racist. I'm going to put out a tweet in just a moment.
All right.
I'm going to find out what people think is more racist. Brett Raybould, what is going on, my friend? What do you got to plug? Weird shit for sure.
You know what I got to plug. I got to plug BrettCoin. If you go to BrettCoin.org, Brett with one T, you can buy my cryptocurrency. That's right. I've officially turned myself into a cryptocurrency, the world's first publicly traded comedian. If you buy in, it's trading on Uniswap. You're basically making a bet that I'll get more famous than where I am right now. I literally can't get less famous, so this is the ground floor. I've established tons of important strategic partnerships behind the scenes. I have a lot still coming. I'll give even the gas listeners some inside info. This is 100% true. I'm meeting in 1 week with Ethereum's co-founder. That dude is worth almost $1 billion. And if he buys into my pitch, which is basically someone who's trying to bridge the entertainment and crypto war spaces, as someone attempts to circumvent typical power institutions of Hollywood to make their own movie, I just might be able to tell one of the best stories of 2021. I genuinely believe it's going big.
You are on the trajectory to become Owen Benjamin.
Certainly,
like, you're going to be in a field somewhere in South Dakota with some pigs, just talking into a camera like a lunatic. Like,
let me know when it's up so I can short you so hard.
Go ahead, you can short. You can short BrettCoin. You can go long on BrettCoin. I think it's a long hold.
It's short and skinny.
Yeah, well, I'm long, just like the crypto. I've even been told on the network that a certain someone owes another certain someone, I believe, $1,100 in a cryptocurrency of their choice.
That's correct. Really?
That's correct, Shannon?
Yep, that's correct.
That's correct, wow. Shannon. So, I don't know. Is BrettCoin the most value-intensive crypto on the market?
Well, maybe you can pitch Shannon in just a second and see if that's a crypto that she wants.
Shannon, I gave you a pretty good pitch. This probably does have the most upside. Just because it has never been done before. So even if I suck at comedy, that's worth something. You know what I mean?
It's been literally how I've made my career.
Yeah. Yeah. Oddly enough, I am inspired by you.
I know. I could suck at comedy and that's worth something.
How does it work? Like, if you bomb, can people just trade, like, live? Like, oh, he's bombing.
Yeah, so basically the way it'll work, as I get on more and more trading exchanges, where if I have a successful, like, TV set, more people would probably buy because I get more famous and the price will rise. And then, you know, the price would plummet if I get, like, Me Too'd or something.
Okay.
So,
that's clever.
But, yeah, that won't happen just because I would never do that to my shareholders. So
I'm determined to Me Too you now.
Zach, what
you heard it here.
I love that every one of your pitches sounds like something a homeless guy eating a can of beans over a fire would be telling the story of what happened 2 years ago to get him there. Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other shows on the network. Bye, guys, with Ian Finance and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight.
Happy Pride Month.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. lots of stuff coming up, guys. I will be July 22nd and 23rd, American Comedy Company in San Diego, California. I might be adding some LA dates there as well, since I'll be right there. Also, July 28th through 31st, Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Grab those tickets. Go to lewisofskanks.com. And if you guys are in the New Jersey area, next week, 1 week from tonight, June 23rd, the return of the depraved. We take the greatest comedians in the world and we have them do their most fucked up jokes. They start off with their most fucked up joke and dig themselves out of a hole. And yeah, it is really just a fun show. And the next lineup is fucking wild. Zach Amico, the great Zach Amico, will be there. I'm hosting Shane Gillis, Corinne Fisher, Big J Okerson, Mike Figgs, Chrissy Mayer's arch nemesis. Mike Figgs will be there.
He's not my arch nemesis.
So grab those tickets now. This show will sell out. We sold out the last one very, very easily. I think we only got maybe 20% of tickets left. So grab those tickets right now. Don't wait till the day of the show because you will not get in to the Stress Factory. Lots of other stuff coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Make sure you subscribe for GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get access to everything. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Then June 21st through 28th, you guys can grab the official Team Rattlesnake merch. There's going to be more designs. I know that Shannon keeps on pulling up this image of the one, but there's a couple more designs as well. Just go to podcastmerch.com on June 21st and check out the entire lineup of Team Rattlesnake merch. Fight's going to happen soon enough.
Not bad looking.
My YouTube channel was reinstated, Shannon.
Oh, that's awesome. That was way quicker than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, yeah. So make sure you go and fucking upload the shit.
What happened? Why did it get taken down?
We compared Lev Fur to 9/11 and they had to admit we were right.
Yeah, they did. That's what happened.
Wait, it was his exactly personal 9/11.
Well, so I think what happened was we compared Lev Fur's documentary to 9/11, but then we said 9/11 was better than Lev Fur's documentary. And then they said that was glorifying 9/11. And then we had to go prove that.
Then they watched the first documentary and they were like, you know what?
They followed Lev Fur on Instagram. They're like, we don't got to watch the doc. We got it.
One of them jumped out the top floor of a skyscraper. Like, you know what?
Head first.
That was why. Someone reported you for, or Lev reported you for.
It was probably Lev. To be honest with you, do you think it was Lev?
No.
I think he was using leverage.
Fuck yes, dude. Damn it.
That should be the name of his.
I want you singing it quietly and vaguely sadly as its own. When a Gessle Snake doesn't connect, I think that should be a soundboard.
Rape.
Yeah.
On the first fucking date.
By the way, I think you may have been right that maybe Lev did do it because he reached out to me the other day to come on the show. There's a connection here.
Wow. Listen, we got to get to the bottom of this. Did Lev try to sabotage the Real Ass podcast? Do we think after the beating that I put on him, after embarrassing him, after my fans probably body shaming him for the
past that video months, was also worse than 9/11.
So what are we, I mean, do we think maybe it was an attack on the Real Ass podcast? I don't know.
I didn't see the video.
Right now, who do you think is a more racist podcast network? On Twitter, I tweeted, this is our fans, but I don't know that our fans...
I'm going to retweet it.
Please retweet it right now. I don't know that our fans want us to be the Less Racist Podcast Network. I think this is a very fair survey.
Mm-hmm. I think your fans are probably going to dial up some of the dog whistling. So
right now, 73.2% Compound Media is a more racist podcast network, 26.8% Gas Digital.
Let's change that. What do you have to say?
I mean,
any words coming to mind? Or
I got to be honest with you. I don't feel like we should even be getting 26% of the vote. That's crazy.
Wow.
I mean, you guys are actually racist.
No, we're not.
You're actually racist.
You were hilarious.
You stormed the Capitol. What are you talking about?
My God.
I'm going to be an I like you still. I don't care that you're racist. I like that you're racist, in fact. I'll go that far.
Kind of hot, to be honest.
Yeah, you can't tell me that fucking Gas Digital is the more racist podcast network. How unself-aware are you?
I don't think so. We're equal.
What was that like?
Oh, my God. I've only talked about it on 12 different
I know, but
podcasts.
I've never heard you talk about it. It's interesting. Have you talked about it on this network?
You know, when I signed my Compound Media contract, we did it in a field while everyone wore white hoods. And then to solidify it, we burnt a cross on...
I was there. You didn't see me.
On Keith Robinson's lawn.
Wow.
It's like, hey, who's that on those horses? I can't do Keith Robinson.
I didn't even sign a contract.
But I tried. No contract?
No contract.
Wow, dude, that's some fucking right-wing racist shit.
Women aren't allowed to enter the contract.
That is true.
Yeah, they're like, you're too dumb to sign. Yeah.
This is,
Don't bite the hand that dates you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, you know, we're funny racists. We're like, ha, 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 ha. You guys are racist, then funny. That actually is a great way to put it. We're funny, then racist.
Wow.
You guys are racist, then funny.
I don't know. I think it depends what show you're watching.
All right.
The one people watch on that network.
Wow. You mean my show? Mm-hmm.
Oh, shots. Yeah, take that, Compound.
Chrissy's killing. I love Chrissy. I'm a big fan of Chrissy Mayer.
Oh, thanks.
She knows what the fuck.
Big fan of you, too.
I'm just fucking around. You know I just mess around. We just throw those shots over at Compound Media. I want to have a full-fledged podcast war.
Yeah.
Have
We should
before.
Do some events together.
But no, not with a network. Not like a full-fledged network podcast war.
Like a full-fledged network.
Full-fledged podcast. Racist podcast network war.
Like a LARPing situation?
Meet in a field?
We should just storm the Capitol. We should combine podcast networks, and then we can go fucking storm the Capitol again.
What
and
is...
get it done, because if we had, I'm going to be honest with you, if we had Gas Digital there, we would have fucking got the job done. Whatever what you, was whatever, the job? What were you trying to do, Chrissy? Whatever you guys were trying to do.
Yo, nobody, we would have turned back around and be like, I bet AOC's in that bathroom. Let's go get her.
Yeah, dude. You guys fucked up. You guys just started freaking out. You know, you got in. You had no plan.
I wasn't in. I wasn't part of the false flag operation.
They were staying in the ropes like a bunch of assholes.
Oh, my God.
Your fans would die for you. That actually is true.
They would die for me.
I might have a couple that would.
Yeah, but you know what? Those are also Gas Digital fans. Those are just some hardcore. That's how much they love Gas Digital, that they'd also die for Chrissy Mayer, who's a regular guest on a Gas Digital show.
Appreciate it.
Same. Some fucking hard. Thank you, Real Ass fans. You know what, guys? The fans this week. Fans. Real Ass dudes.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Somebody just said Kumia would gun down everyone on the network except for Eric. No, he wouldn't. Have you ever seen Kumia play fucking Call of Duty? He's done. Yeah. The man can't shoot.
Find your gun first.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
What a question. Have you ever seen Anthony Kumia play Call of Duty? No, I haven't.
He's on Twitch all the time.
He's a 70-year-old Twitcher. What are you talking about?
I didn't know.
That Parkinson's lives.
That was a great joke, Zach. Give him a fucking Zackle snake, Shannon. Fuck off. If I just had my soundboard, everything would be good on the show.
Yeah, it's hard when you have to wait for a sound effect.
It's never good enough.
Don't
worry, Shannon. Never mind. Next time. Wow. Next time Zach does it one. That's good.
Zackle snake.
Breckcoin.org. That's the website.
That is the website.
You could buy it. I could just go there right now and buy it.
You could go to breckcoin.org. You actually have to buy it off of Uniswap. And I'll tell you what, your fans who were the first pre-market purchases got in at 10 cents, the ones who went through, and now the price is up to 15. So you tell me if that's a pretty goddamn good return in 2 weeks.
50%.
This is genuinely a sunshot. This isn't a moonshot. The moon's not ambitious enough. I'm a good salesman. So I'm going to be able to...
Usually good salesmen say that. They're like, I'm a good salesman. And then they get
have
nervous.
An awkward silence.
Yeah, stare at the table.
My dick goes into my chest. Never mind. I shouldn't have said that.
Holy shit. I know. I'm a good salesman.
You're an amazing
salesman.
I'm
one of the best salesmen in the fucking
world.
You're
an amazing salesman.
So.
You'd be a great member of the Breckcoin board.
Shannon, send me any more of these investor emails, by the way. I have investors up the ass right now. Investors up the wazoo. They won't stop hitting me up. They're just trying. I might, for the last investor, is this legal? For this comedy club, can I have them bid for the last percentage? Can I have like a fucking bidding war between investors? That's the way I feel like I should do this.
Yeah.
That's a great way to do. I don't know if that is, that's effectively what you can do. But
yeah,
you're saying put it up for an actual formal auction.
Not necessarily, but that would be fun. Brett, could you be the auction guy?
I would happily, I'll be the auction guy. Fuck it. $200 for 10% share.
$300.
$400.
I think this guy's a stutter. Is that legal? I don't know anything. I don't know.
I think you could. Why not? You can put it up for auction. I've thought about auctioning off my likes for an entire year and just seeing if someone would buy in.
What do you mean your likes?
I'll like every post you make for an entire year. And
really?
What if it's another account that I made just to say horrible things?
About you and
then
your mother.
If the price is right, then I like it.
Wow.
But I think you should.
That used to be a thing I would do on Facebook because you could edit posts on Facebook. You can't edit posts on Twitter.
Right.
But what I would do is I would be like, Happy Pride Month. And then we'd get like 300 likes. And then I'd be like, I'd edit it and I'd be like, kill all gay people. And then all those people. That
they're
liked
now
it and
complicit
commented. Yes.
In this horrible
it was a great little prank I used to
most
play before.
Most homophobic network.
Before I was... Oh, okay, I'll give you that. Yeah. We might be more homophobic. No, that's right. Not true, dude. Do we have how many gays do we have on our network?
We have Bi Guys Show.
We have a gay guy next to me right now. He's sitting right here.
This is my mom.
Two bi guys, so that's basically one full gay.
No, and then also Jessica Kirsten, who's a lesbian.
Michael Malice.
Michael Malice.
We used to have Michael Malice and we lost
him. Yeah, we stole him.
Because he was too gay for your network.
He had to finish his books.
Who else? Anybody else gay? Is that it?
We have like two black hosted shows.
Two black hosted shows. We have Godfrey and we have Derek Gaines and the other guy that looks just like Derek.
Dave Temple.
Dave Temple.
Okay, yeah. We have Talib Starks, I think.
The guy that just looks like Derek.
I'm just saying, if you're going by the numbers, you know, we're an inclusive, diverse network.
Mm. Well, we're exclusive and...
white and racist.
Yeah.
And it should be fucking pointed out on Twitter regularly.
I feel like our network is the final solution.
Okay, look.
To your podcast woes.
We have a lot going on here, okay? So, yeah, if you guys want to get on the bidding war for my comedy club. And also, I'll tell you right now, I need names of comedy clubs. Can you guys give me good names?
Are you looking in the city?
Yeah.
Just in the city, not Brooklyn, not...
No. Okay. Fuck Brooklyn. Fuck
okay, good.
Manhattan. Listen, I have the space already that I want. I'm putting in an offer.
Are you
on
saying
it.
Where it is yet?
No way. Mm. I'm not going to let fucking Seth Simons get ahead of this
shit. Yeah.
No way. He's going to have to email every landlord in New York City if he's that committed.
Is he trying to prevent you from getting a comedy club?
It's not that he'll try to prevent me. He'll try to have it closed. He shouldn't even try to prevent me from getting one. He should wait till I spend all the money to open it and then try to get it shut down. That would be the smarter troll. But if you guys want to get on the bidding war for this last percentage, this is it, baby.
What percentage is left?
I'm not going to tell.
Okay.
Not on the show.
That's fair.
You know, send me your investment portfolio. Send me an email. Let me know that you're fucking serious. RealSFficial@gmail.com.
Yeah, can we just say, like, actually include some information in the email? A lot of people are saying, yes, I'd like to invest, and that's it in the email.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all I asked for.
Yeah, but it's like then you have to go back and forth.
Yeah, look, if you write me a fucking, I'm not going to respond back to you. Write me a fucking email and convince me that you're legit, right? Maybe you could be a part owner in this comedy club. Who knows? We're going to change the fucking world. I'm telling you right now.
That's actually an interesting idea you could do. Is it's like the Green Bay Packers is basically a publicly owned team. They don't have an owner. You could have the last portion of the stake of the comedy club be a collection of your fans, each owning a percentage. Ooh. That's actually a real idea for a real ass gay guy.
No, because then I got to deal with a bunch of fucking psychopathic juggalos showing up being like, can I get my fucking half a percent of fucking a beer? I'm like, all right, relax, buddy.
That's true.
And then when they bow out, like figuring out how much their stake is or their percentage is going to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, they're going to think they actually have stakes waiting for them. They're like, yeah, you told us we had stakes.
But make it make it symbolic. Say 5% is owned by a fan-owned comedy club. Make it symbolic. Say you don't get it.
No, the fans don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They're retarded, dude. You can't put them involved in this.
That's true. They are fans of this.
You got to tell them what they like.
Yeah, dude. They're fucking,
to free will.
If you asked people what they wanted in 1900, they would have said a faster horse.
No offense.
And here I am.
And here I am.
A hotter horse.
Behold.
No.
I was promised carrots.
Peanut Buddha Falcoon says, once Ralph dies, Lewis is going to go broke. I am substantially more wealthy than Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph fucked.
I mean, what are we even talking about anymore? Are we pretending that Ralph is the wealthy one anymore? Ralph needs me. Tell him I said that, Shannon. I don't give a fuck. Ralph needs me. What would it be? Ralph and three hookers sitting in a room. What are they do? What are they selling?
Yeah, nothing's as lucrative as the career of 80s DJ.
I'm the cool one.
I think you guys need each other.
Shut the fuck up, Shannon. You want to have a job tomorrow?
You need both of them, unfortunately.
I know.
Holy shit. Is that Ralph? Don't tell him I said that. Don't tell him I said that. I don't want to get him angry. I need his money. I need his riches. Ah, fuck. All right.
Hey, Realize fans over the age of 21, we can't wait to tell you about our friends, Yo Kratom, the home of the $60 kilo. Guys, you know all about Yo Kratom. They are the best. They sponsor everything we do here at Gas Digital, from Lewis's fight camp all the way to Skankfest. And guys, a $60 kilo, you can't go wrong with that. If you are currently a fan of Kratom, you should be getting it from our favorite sponsor, Yo Kratom, for just $60 a kilo. Once again, guys, that's YoKratom.com, the home of the $60 kilo. You don't need a discount code because it's not getting any better than that. Guys, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo.
Let's get into some of these stories here. The McDonald's, the McDonald's one, I want to do it so badly on Skanks, but I want it, it's so good. Fuck.
Save it, dude.
Do it both.
Save it.
Do it.
You're doing five. You're doing five real asses. Save it. Give us the drivel.
No, it's not the drivel. This is just such a Skanks story.
Do it on your other show.
It's who's most justified hitting a black person. We could do one of those.
I think Asian men.
Yeah.
Reparations for all the black guys beating up Asian guys right now. And women.
All right, pull up the goddamn video. I got to do it. It's just too good of a video. I love this video. McDonald's fights are the best. Is this a...
Hold on, I'm going to watch a commercial.
It's all coming
Hold on, let's see.
Okay. 10 seconds.
That was the video.
McDonald's. Yeah, yeah she's just freaking out. So Miss, you cannot write on the walls. Miss.
So for some backstory while the ad plays, it's this woman is angry because the worker at McDonald's told her she wasn't allowed to mix flavors of
people?
Slushies. Slurries.
No mixed race drinks.
Sorry.
Okay, here we go.
Go ahead.
Wow. Are you That's a lot. Why is she? I think I have the same purse.
Pause it. Now, once the person comes behind the counter, isn't it your right to brain them?
I think so. You have to protect the soft serve.
To give them oral sex?
No, they just fucking like hit them with something.
Remember
heavy.
That was a thing in like 2000?
Yeah, getting brain?
2002? Getting
Catching brain?
Yeah, dude, I caught brain, doggy. Dude, I'm going to talk like it's 2002 from now on.
This will be a huge you difference in our life.
Give me some slang words from the early
like
2000s,
mad
Shannon.
Mad cool.
No.
What
like,
is one? Yeah, sick, but sick is kind of
fly.
Proved evergreen.
What'd you say?
Fly.
Fly is a little bit older. No, I just, brain is specifically like after yeah. I graduated high school. I was in college trying to get brain from bitches.
Tight. I think tight. Was
yeah,
it
tight.
Early 2000s?
Maybe,
That's
maybe.
So tight.
Yeah, let's figure that out. But anyway, I got to play the video. Also, all white staffed McDonald's, they're doing something right. They're doing something right, dude. You get fucking all white members on your staff.
I tell you what, I did used to work at a Burger King for a couple years, and I tell you, the clean cut white boys, they sit you down and they're like, "You're going in the front of the house." They do want you
wow.
on the most external facing part of the job.
It's true. It's two different types of people that work in fast food. It is a young, bright eyed, like white kid who's like, "This is my first job."
Handsome, big
yeah.
dick.
And then there's
funny.
Absolute ghetto trash, like just ghetto garbage. So there's this crossing of the worlds where like this nice 16-year-old kid who's responsible and learning responsibility is going to spend a lot of time with somebody who had to spend time in prison.
Yeah, like a 42-year-old guy with a do-rag.
Yeah.
You're forgetting another section.
What's the other section?
Like 80-year-old Mexican
true.
Women.
That's true. There,
who all
yeah.
that's like the 3 a.m. shift,
dude. When I worked at KFC,
like when they switch to breakfast, they'll be like, "He's breakfast time. He's no hamburger."
When I worked at KFC, it was me and like I ended up getting all of my friends' jobs there, like all because I was like, dude. I was like, we're just going to have
it was
a fun.
Just you.
You've never stopped getting your friends jobs. You've just started Aww. To get them better jobs.
Yes, that's it. It's always been me.
Yeah.
But I worked at KFC, and I got all my friends' jobs there. Dave Green, Dan Prush, John Hickey, fucking Gene Kelly.
Kentucky
fucking...
Fried Nepotism.
they
can't
you.
Put KFN on the side. He would be very KFN. Upset.
Oh, boy. Hell it's not yeah. chicken, but,
Zach
you know.
Snake. Zach Hull Snake. That cool snake. Is that cool snake?
But you're naming all the people who eternally owe you favors for getting them a job.
Well, we
hooking
worked,
them up.
We worked there and it was a lot of fun. So we would like, you know, we're just really good. It was a fun job because we're all there. We wanted to be good. We wanted to have good customer service. Like we kept the place running. It was great. We all made more money than the average KFC employee because like it was like all white kids, and then their Puerto Rican friend who got them all the job there. But there was one chick named Jean who was like I want to say like. I don't even know what her race was.
Did you send her around like a shot girl, like but with like nuggets?
No.
And then
she was like
gravy.
Like upsell the nuggets.
No, she was like 45 years old, and she wasn't our friend. She was a fucking bitch, and she hated me specifically, and I hated her. And I would sit there like and just call her ugly to her face. Uh-huh. It was such a crazy environment, dude. In 1996, you could just go up to a woman and be like, "You're fucking ugly, you cunt."
You
while
can
she's
do that
like,
now.
You gotta own the network.
You gotta own a network to do that.
No, dude. Like literally, my boss would treat it like he's like, "You guys, come on now." And I'm like, "Shut this dirty face, bitch, makes me sick." I would make fun of her race. I was like, "What are you? What are you? Are you Indian? Are you African? I don't know what the fuck you are, you fucking scumbag." I hated her. I hated her so much. She was such a cunt.
She could have done the same bar back at you, right?
She had children.
She had children.
This woman had children.
So do you, though.
Yeah, but I was 16 at the time.
So would she fall under the ghetto trash or the old lady?
I think a little bit of a combination. That's what reminded me of it. I was like, you know what? There's another category. There's Gene.
Yeah, there's the old lady. They usually put them at like the night shift.
Get her on the next rap.
Where
Why
is
don't
she
we
now?
Try and look for him? Yeah, look for her. Let's find her. Get her on Real Ass.
There's no way she survived.
She could be a real ass dude.
She could be a manager by now.
Yeah.
She probably is. Actually, you know what's funny? I moved to New York City in like 2001, and then I would go back from time to time, and I'd pass by that KFC, and I'd see her on the fucking window.
There you go.
So she's probably still there.
Mm. You ever want to roll up and go, you know, I got Louis J. Gomez money. And just
my manager, Kevin, was fucking like a 16-year-old girl that worked there.
Whoa.
That's great.
Yeah, he was crushing it.
KFP.
Kentucky Fried
I got
Pussy?
It. No, I got it. Pedophile.
Oh, okay.
Both work.
Hell both yeah. work, yeah.
Good job, Chrissy.
So but your manager was
compound fried chicken.
Wow.
Your manager was fucking a 16-year-old. Your KFC manager.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were saying your comedy manager. I was like,
no, my
what?
Manager. Yeah.
No, our old comedy manager was fucking a young boy.
Oh.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, whatever.
Two Real Lewis needs to move.
Lewis is always surrounded by pedophilic
managers. My first manager is a real pedophile. So
do you want to finish the video?
Yeah, let's go. Let's watch it.
The only time I'm on this website is when I'm on Real Ass.
Do not touch my boss.
Wow.
Do not touch
Why
my boss.
Is she...
Pause. Shannon, you fucking bitch. I want to see that sort of loyalty out of you. That's what I want to see. Do not touch my boss, she said.
I want to see that kind of loyalty out of you, Lewis.
Mm.
You're the man. You're supposed to be the protector.
Shannon, do you think if somebody tried to hurt you in any way that they wouldn't be dead at my hands?
That's what I would like to see.
What do you think, Shannon? And also, who will protect you more, me or Ralph?
You would.
Yeah.
Ralph would like sue them after.
No, I think Dylan would do the best.
Ralph wouldn't even Ralph would assess if he could sue them, and then if it was too much time and work, he would probably walk away from the lawsuit.
But Lewis, yeah, Ralph would get you paid. Lewis would just get a couple black eyes. You know?
But it's a good combination. So Ralph would get me paid, Lewis will beat him up. It's a great combination.
I'd fucking protect you, woman.
Yeah.
So that's what I'd like to see out of you.
Why are there no men?
What if I attacked Lewis? What if I threw a projectile at him?
No, all right,
that's
Brett,
an
come
attack.
Here.
I
don't
just
do that
attacked.
To my boss.
Shannon, come here. Come here. I want to see how you're going to protect me. He's going to lunge at me.
Yeah.
I want you to get in between us and protect me.
Hold on.
Here we go.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm getting out of the way.
All right.
Yeah. Shannon.
So Shannon, first of all, Shannon looking like a snack.
Yes, very
Shannon
snackable.
Looking like a fucking snack.
I love
so
it.
So I'm coming. I'm really mad at Lewis. He's not buying into Brett Coin. I'm like, fuck you.
No, you're coming this way. You're
too
coming
much
this
exposition.
Way. You're coming this way.
Jesus
Christ. Move, you dumb bitch.
Oh, my God. Right,
here. Put the keys in between your knuckles.
All right.
Put the keys in between your knuckles. I knew a kid who did that to another kid in high school in the ninth grade. He fucking jabbed out his eye. Okay. So we're sitting here. I was like, Brett Quine, it stinks. Nobody fucking wants it. Nobody's fucking going. Cut it!
That's my boss!
Then I will do it to you! You didn't protect her! You see?
Shannon.
You didn't protect Shannon.
A fight! Someone help!
Look at him cower!
Someone help! They're fighting! Violence! Unequal parts!
Sorry.
Good job, Shannon.
All right. End scene.
I like it, Shannon.
That was an okay idea.
That's a pretty good idea. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not a fucking Compound Media. Well, let's shoot a black
Shannon.
Child. Today on Compound Media, we're going to hunt black babies.
That's what we do.
We're going to hunt black babies in the hood with Anthony Cumia and fucking Gavin McInnes.
You mean start a Planned Parenthood?
Oh, shit. Wow. Holy fuck.
Rape!
What?
Rape! On the first fucking date!
That's an old standby for you. That one's still there.
Finish the video.
let's finish the video.
Good. How long is it?
It's 3 minutes, 37 seconds long. We're 25 seconds in.
She's hungry.
It's breakfast time. That's why.
Wow.
That's why they have this super good staff. This is breakfast time. This is prime time.
This is a great time to be a black person. You can get away with anything.
I thought the McRib was back. Oh, she took off her mask.
Wow.
Get
off!
Oh!
Ooh.
Oh, her straws!
Oh, that's the last straw.
Fuck yeah,
literally.
Chrissy. Fuck yeah, Chrissy. Give her a guess this night. That was solid.
Yeah.
You hit me and her.
Look at her laughing in her face.
She does not give a shit. She has no respect for the whites.
Do not touch her again.
Go the
This is why you need to have at least one other black person working. What?
Excuse me, can you tell us what she's saying?
She's mad.
She forgot why she's mad.
Ah, fuck. What happened?
She couldn't. This is because she couldn't mix slushy flavors.
Yeah, the slurry flavors. Now she's going back.
Oh, she's going back to mix those flavors? No,
oh
she ain't.
My
not
God.
At my McDonald's.
She's not even storming
not at
out.
My motherfucking McDonald's.
How do you have the confidence
to stay
to attack people and then make a beverage?
Yeah. She's taking her sweet ass time.
Can I get a lemon? She's like, can I get a lemon?
Wow.
You mind?
Oh, this is fucking great, dude. This is like a movie.
Wait, they told her she couldn't mix sodas?
Lady, hurry up. What are you, crossing the street?
I did this when I was 7 years old. I would mix all the sodas at Taco Bell.
Yeah, it's called a suicide.
The title is she wanted to mix slushies, but I don't...
It looks
no
like just a regular
McDonald's,
soda machine.
Yeah.
No, no.
She got some ice.
Wow.
She's going to do it herself.
In my next life,
oh, she's trying to
oh,
make
she's
her
trying
own.
To go
oh
behind
Oh, my
the...
God.
Oh, oh, oh.
Wow.
Oh, shit. McDonald's versus... Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
my God.
Wow.
She's
on top
doing
of her.
It. Wow. She gave her many chances to get out of there.
That's...
Wow, she's even doing it in the style of oh. pulling the hair and punching her. That's She's watched some world stars.
Oh, she's trained.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
This chick's going to appear on Luis J. Gomez's fight diary.
I might date this chick.
Leslie
like
Jones
her.
Is like, I have a spot at the cellar. I got to go.
Hey, hey, hey.
Wow. They get. She's getting too many chances.
Oh, now the cops
finally
are there.
Too.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no. Now it's going to get not funny.
Oh.
She's like, I can't breathe. Get off me.
Chrissy rules.
Chrissy doesn't give a fuck.
Chrissy's awesome.
Chrissy doesn't
dude.
Give a fuck.
I want to come back awesome. As a black woman. I wish I had like a fraction of the confidence she has.
Wow.
She's not even going to take her LeMay purse.
I got to be honest with you guys. I'm fucking torn right now.
Go ahead. Why?
Because I
am gay, but what else?
Wow.
Well, number one, I'm racist.
I suck.
Of course.
I'm racist.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Given.
But I also
love being like, a pain in the ass at fast food.
Oh, I feel like the customer's always right.
Yeah, you love special.
I feel
customer
like the customer's
not
always right.
Always right.
The customer, like,
that's
to be honest with you, why couldn't she mix slushy flavors? Who cares?
That is true.
True.
Why?
Like you
have
fucking
cared.
You 48-year-old whore who works at McDonald's. Why can't I mix slushy flavors? Now here's the thing. This black chick's a fucking lunatic. Obviously.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. She's just
also, I'd like to note. This lady did want a slushie at 10 o'clock in the morning.
She's a fucking savage.
Maybe she's diabetic and needed sugar.
But I'm just saying, you have to look at the situation here, okay? What happened? Because they started filming after it already went crazy, right? So it was the moment of like, well, hold on, why can't I mix slushy flavors?
They should've
I do
said
this.
Yes.
This is not her first rodeo. She mixes slushy flavors, okay?
Yeah, right.
Every time she goes to McDonald's, she's probably asked this specific bitch. And then. The employees at McDonald's are like, yeah, sorry. They have a little bit of power for one moment.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it escalated. Now, I'm not, that's what she drove out of. And hold on, edit, hold on. Just edit the whole joke. Yeah. No, I can't get there.
Cut that bottom out.
If we had to bet, if gun to your head, do you bet she wanted to mix red and blue to make purple?
Like, don't tell me you ain't got purple.
Don't tell me you ain't got purple.
Don't tell me you ain't got purple.
I see red, I see blue.
They should have just let her.
They should have just let her mix the fucking slushies. And I could see myself being there. I'm telling you right now, I could see myself getting there. It's like, well, no, what are you? I do it all the time.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But you know what else is really fun? Abusing small amounts of power.
Yeah.
Which is what...
It's so much fun to tell someone no.
That's
just
true.
If you have a tiny bit of authority, it is so much fun to abuse it.
And that's everybody telling you to wear a mask in every store right now. It's like they're just like hanging on to their last bit of power.
Yeah. No, for sure. But the whole situation is not exactly this person just being a lunatic. I bet you those McDonald's bitches were being real fucking cunts. And all she had to do was, you know...
She walked in, they're like, we don't serve chicken until 10:30.
Doggy, I'm going to tell you right now, like, there's more to that story, and I'm siding with the black chick. I'm siding with the black chick because it didn't. We're dealing with sort of like
didn't have to come to this.
We didn't have to come to this. They could have just given her a fucking slushy and let her fucking go about her day. Her life is awful. You're at McDonald's at 10 o'clock.
They
in the
both
morning.
Are not and, doing great.
Right? They
That's
are
the thing.
I'm not
That's
hating, doggy. Look, I'm not trying to be a classist. Right? Is that a thing?
Yeah,
right.
That is absolutely a thing.
Good and for you. You work at McDonald's. Good for you. You're fucking eating McDonald's at 10 o'clock in the morning. But let's get real. Let's call a spade here. They're not.
That lady.
Stop. Come on.
Sorry.
They are not. They are not doing well. And they are. They're playing.
Nobody's in their ideal situation in this
yeah,
story.
Yeah, they're playing in like a
Even the cops are like, fuck, there's a fucking lady freaking out at McDonald's right now.
But everyone was poor in that video. The cop, the workers, the woman who was trying to order the slushy. Everyone was doing poorly. It's just a bad situation for all parties where you're like, I just want some of you to have more money.
But if I am going to empathize with one person in that fucking story, it's the fucking black chick who just wanted her fucking slushy.
Clearly she wanted it really bad.
She wanted it bad enough to beat somebody up. She wanted it and then it escalated.
I think the
Which is a car that she wished she could afford.
No.
I'm telling you, I've been there before. The same thing happened to me at 7-Eleven in Austin. It was just it just escalated. Then I'm fucking yelling at this fucking ghetto ass bitch, and the cop comes and gets me.
Did you want to mix slushy?
No,
well?
My card, the card thing was broken. Like it wouldn't take the chip. Then I tried to swipe it. It wouldn't swipe it. I tried to tap it. All things, and then the bitch was like, "Yeah, your card's being declined." I'm like, "It's not being declined." I was like, "I'm looking at the balance. I know it's not being declined." She's like, "Yeah, sorry," and she was just dismissive. And then I was like, oh, do you take Apple Pay? She's like, yeah. Then I used Apple Pay and it worked. And I was like, oh, well, the Apple Pay is the same card. So obviously, and I couldn't let it go. I was like, oh, it's not being declined. And then she's like, she said whatever. And then she did this. She was like, sir, just go. And she did this.
Ooh.
See, I
that
think,
little fucking flicker.
Is that a gun or is that like
That's dismissive.
A,
I'm done
a
with
swipe
you.
Away.
Like, you ain't shit. And I was just telling her, I was like, you got to get your thing fixed, obviously, because it's not my fucking card.
That's what pissed
But
me
then
off
that
too.
Whole thing,
ugh.
If you walk in, there's a giant Puerto Rican man screaming, saying, if your man was here, I'd fuck him up. I'd fuck him. Where's your boyfriend? Where? And the cops are escorting me out of this Where's establishment.
This recently?
Yes. This is 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, this is very recently.
What is...
This was before or after we got kicked out of the gun range.
You're doing
Did you
well.
Go to the Austin gun range?
We tried.
I just want to say, Lewis, I have an idea for a show.
Great.
For content. You have Lewis Furt Fight Journal, right?
I do a fight journal.
I think you should have the
Paco, did we get it up on YouTube yet?
He's doing it now. God, Paco.
I'm gonna put it up right after this episode.
Okay, great.
Yeah. New so fight it's queued journal. Up, ready to go.
So you know what? Have a play it at the end of this episode for a fucking premiere for these fucking fans.
Yeah,
in
do
the
a lead
chat.
Do a lead in. Do a lead in like they would but I think you have fight journal. I think with you I think you could have Louis J. Gomez, The Altercation Diaries. And it's just you getting in altercations with different members of the service industry. Maybe an Uber
worker.
We
said this before. If Louis was in Street Fighter, like, you know, like your plane flies to location, Louis's level would always be like a convenience store.
a special item you can just like grab a Twix and throw it at him.
I would consider myself, if I get a little more jacked, is a customer service superhero. And I am there to fix the wrongs in the world and make the world right for everyone else. Because now when these people have terrible customer service, they're going to think about it twice. They're just going to think twice. Be like, all right, am I going to fucking flick a finger?
Am I finger
flicking in front of a fucking person's face right now?
Mm. Yeah.
That is a very...
Chrissy, if you ever want a finger flick in front of my face, please let me know.
I could go for one. It's springtime.
I like it. I like the women we have on our show. I think I'm the only show that books funny women. I figured out all the funny women, then I got it. I got it covered. Okay, you don't need to go elsewhere to find funny women. I'll tell you where they're not. Any show that's like, this is a show with all women, they all suck.
No.
Every chick on that show fucking sucks. They're all terrible. What do you want me to say? No, if they're funny, they're probably on a show with some dudes because they're fucking...
Welcome to lowering the bar.
You go to a comedy show, it's like, we're all women. You're like, that show sounds fucking awful. I mean, what, maybe you got two good chicks on there and then a bunch of horse shit? No, you get a show where it's a bunch of dudes and one or two chicks. You're like, oh, those chicks are probably fucking really good because they're going to have to follow some fucking dudes.
If your show is the first of the month and it's called Syncing Up, it's not going to be a good show.
That would be a solid fucking show, though. I got to be honest with you. I do enjoy a good
A show where...
A joke within the name of the show.
I do like
Syncing Up, the funniest show, period.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
Yes.
All right.
Well, that's a good idea, though. A show where you
can
have
I do this
to be
show in... at your new comedy club?
Yeah, you Sinking have to be up. On your period to perform.
You have to be menstruating. You have to be prove menstruating. It. You have to yeah. show it.
So if you're over, what is it, like 45, 50, you can't do the show.
I think women menstruate.
When do they stop?
Ooh, I'm booking an all-white straight male show called Menstruating.
Men straight.
And we all just talk about being straight.
That sounds good.
And we're going to trick dumb whores into thinking it's a dumb whore show about fucking periods. This is the greatest idea I've ever had in my entire life. We're Trojan horsing dude comedy to dumb whores. How great is this idea?
Taking back the word menstruation.
My whole show, by the way, has just become me pitching great ideas to you guys. And most of them
are. And I was going,
Menstruating. That's the name of the episode and the name of my brand new show.
Premiering on Fox. Lewis got a Fox deal. Who would have thought? LJG.
What was it called? This was a fad a couple years ago, like planking. It was like something-ing.
Planking.
Planking was
Yeah, you lie down on a thing.
Maybe straighting is like the new planking.
Mm.
Chrissy's like me. She is like the word association. She just thinks and then sometimes it just comes out of her mouth.
Sometimes it just comes out.
I like it.
She thinks and then stuff comes out of her mouth. Yep. You mean talking?
Yep, more jizz.
I'm never doing really the show like again,
it.
Am I?
This is it, dude.
Bread coin.
Fucking cross me, Brett. I'm not the one.
I know you're not
the one.
I'm not
the one. No.
Yeah, you're not the one. I don't cross you. I make these jokes because I do genuinely like you.
I'm kidding. Obviously. Keep on making jokes at my expense. I made a whole career out of it.
What would your
sugar free?
I meant to ask you before, Lewis. What would be your superhero name if you're a customer service superhero?
No, there's no creamer in there.
Right? These guys don't know how to cream.
It's black. It's completely black.
See?
What is he talking about? This isn't even, it's not even debatable. He goes, oh, I put it in there. He's lying.
Shannon, this is an attack on Lewis, and I think you need to be
Does he have
ass.
A disconnect from, like, what putting creamer in means?
It takes a lot
some
of cream.
Sort of weird
it's
Hawaiian.
To lighten up a little bit
you
of black.
I put sweetener in already. I don't need sweetener. I need creamer.
There we go.
Tell you what, it was nice you guys got Diet Peach Snapple. That was pretty
sweet.
Yeah,
this is fancy. I haven't had one of these snacks, since middle school.
I really think it's really funny. This is what narcissists we are. The snacks all reflect what me and Ralph personally like. So Ralph likes Diet Peach Snapple. I like sugar-free Red Bull. We got some fucking
But most people like these too.
That's my favorite drink is Diet Peach Snapple.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't have too much though because the phenylalanines will...
What's phenylalanines?
It's a preservative,
sugar
I think.
Substitute.
It's a, like aspartame. It's like, yeah, anything diety is ultimately like not good.
I think it's worse. Good. I'm convinced it's worse because it's less natural than
chemicals.
Just sugar or even high fructose corn syrup.
True. My mom, all she drank was Tab growing up. She got brain cancer and died.
You tell me.
Don't drink Tab.
You should sue Tab.
I think it was the Tab, and I think it was her marriage. I think it was my dad. She did say once.
And her radioactive pillow.
She one time said to me, like, your dad gave me cancer.
She used to sleep in a microwave.
She used to sleep on the TV.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Lou, do you remember the video you brought in of the cows getting shot point blank?
Yeah, it was the best.
Dude, I found a new one.
Okay.
That might be, because I've been watching a lot of, like, gun testing videos, because I'm at that point in my life.
Yeah.
Shannon, can you look up prairie dogs exploding?
No!
Hell yeah. Doesn't live or does it die?
It's just a guy who's testing out different caliber weapons.
Oh, hell yeah, on prairie dogs.
On prairie dogs?
Awesome.
And
how quickly do you get desensitized to prairie dog death?
About
we watch
half,
one
halfway into one, you're like, this is awesome. And then about halfway through the video, now you're like 6 minutes into just death.
Yeah.
There's two, and one puts its head on the other to cuddle, and the guy goes, and you hear the guy go, I get two in one shot. They literally go to cuddle. The guy goes, line it up.
Doggy, this guy shoots, goes to your like farm and kills your cows for you. He has just like a gun, and he just goes, and the cow, like, the cow just looks at him, like, and he goes,
cows are so trusting.
And they just drop. And it took me about a minute to stop thinking it was horrifying and start thinking it was the most hilarious thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
So, cows are so trusting, and cows love music.
Really?
We do.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, they love music.
Yeah, they love music.
Nope. I can't find it.
You bitch. Don't tell me nope. They love music.
It's like, you're my favorite combination of very like dicey, racy jokes.
Oh!
And then also
cows, the they like
lamest,
music.
Hey. Yeah, the lamest puns. All right. Hey, Louis J. It's like the lamest, intentionally lame joke, and then also one where you're like, oh boy.
Yeah, a little too far, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Zach, let me know if this is the right one.
Oh, yeah.
Glad to be here, though. Oh, free advertising.
No, no. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. This is so bad.
I think he got him.
Great dog hunting video.
Oh, my
like
God.
This
oh, my God.
Oh, right in the head.
Oh, no. I can't watch this. Oh, my God.
I watched this. I spent my day yesterday doing this.
You're not into watching animals explode. Don't watch this video.
What are you talking about?
We just fast forward a little.
Graphic. Yikes.
There we go.
No.
Into watching
go.
Animals.
Oh, this
explode.
Is horrific. Go back to race baiting videos. God.
Kids, if you're under the age of eight.
This isn't that bad. This isn't that bad at all.
Parents before you watch this video.
And it's all just ads for different guns.
Yeah, they have the same sponsors as the show.
Yeah, we need to become a hunting
watch
show.
Because
they're uncancelable.
That's
they're
true.
Like, goddamn right, this is Trump country. Let's kill some animals. Click.
By the way, what are they it's not like we're going to collect that and eat it.
Oh, no.
No, this is just torturing animals.
Why don't they focus on the prairie dogs that are rioting and looting?
I think the first time this guy was like, these ain't dogs.
Oh, God.
But by the way, they're also real. Like, some of them just stand there when their friend exploded.
Get out of the way. Oh, no.
Like, well, what happened to Bill?
Duck. Duck, guys. Get out of the way. Go, go, go. No.
I love how you think they're going to make it out, Chrissy. Duck, duck. It's like, in what world?
Move your little butt. Move your tail. No.
I don't. I'm with you. I don't.
Move. Get out of the way.
It would be more of if I was going to do this, and a better video would be trying to shoot them without killing them.
Oh, they're so cute.
So trying to just injure prairie dogs.
Dude, there's one that's so awful.
Yeah.
They shoot it and just almost miss, so it slits its throat.
Hell yeah.
It literally just goes, ha, and starts bleeding.
Oh, no.
That's the one that hurt.
Get out of the way. No.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
look at the blood.
Oh, my God. It's so sad. Get out of the way.
This is a lot.
Anthony Cumia would do this to Jewish people.
No,
he would do this to Jews.
He needs the Jews for tax season.
Yes. Great shot.
This is
hell yeah.
Aggressive. Oh,
no. And thank you to all the fans who sent me.
Oh, that's fucked up. That one was just torture. That's what I said.
Yeah.
That should be the show.
Thank you to all the fans who sent me suggestions for weapons after I said on the show the other day.
Oh, no.
All right,
we got
poor
it.
Poor guy.
Not if you're me. Yesterday, if you're me, you spent a half an hour watching that yesterday.
Yeah, I think the cow one was way more satisfying. Just give Chrissy a little peek of the cow one.
No.
The cow one's less gruesome.
Yeah, the cow one, they walk up to you, and they just go, boom, boom.
Do you know the way that Muslims and Jews do it?
It's horrendous.
It's halal, right?
Yeah, do you know what they fucking do?
They circumcise them.
Yes,
them
dude. They cut off
them. Circumcise the cow.
They eat their dicks.
Mm-hmm.
They eat them from the dick out.
They need to drain the blood.
Wow.
For halal food, animals need to be completely drained of blood.
So they hang them upside down, and then they slit their throats, and they're watching their friends. It's the most horrible thing ever.
Yeah, they're online.
This guy's a goddamn saint.
That's sad.
So
it just seems like a pain in the ass to have to move them. Move them after.
Move.
Dude, hell yes.
We're doing humor on the show.
I don't have to see it.
Yeah, you do.
I wonder if the halal guys are kinky in bed. No, 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 no. Get out of the way. Duck.
Hey, what's that you got there?
Duck, duck.
Dude,
duck.
It's like.
Oh, dude, no. Get out of the way. Run.
Two things are hilarious. One, there's a silencer. Why? Why are you.
Because it's loud. It'll scare them. No, 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 no. Why do they have to be shot?
Because they're going to be eaten. Do you eat burgers, Chrissy?
The fact that it's Call of Duty vision, like the same
first-person shooter.
There's a radar in the bottom left corner.
Sad.
Chrissy, do you eat meat?
I do.
So why are you sad about this? This is the most.
I would rather them be shot this than fucking put on a line where they know they're gonna die. Right? You just whack them.
Look at the baby watching.
Yeah, but the in the cow's lack of defense, they are seeing their friends get shot, and they're like, "Is he cool?" Like they're hanging around,
as opposed to like put on a truck today. We got put on a conveyor belt. We watched 85 of us die before.
You're right. It would be very hypocritical of me to be like, "Oh God, this is inhumane." I eat burgers basically every day.
So. I would literally eat that cow right now while it lived. I love meat
that
so
savage.
Much. I'm that much of a fucking savage,
dude. Fucking savage.
I'd eat it alive.
Oh. Good. Right. Do
We got it.
Let's bring a live cow into the program.
Poor babies.
Do you follow Nature's Metal, Chrissy?
No.
So yeah, you couldn't. You like animals, huh?
But
I'm such a hypocrite because I do eat them.
Sure. When you watch Planet Earth and they have like the hunting sequence, like lion, gazelle, or whatever it is, do you root for the gazelle?
I always root for the gazelle. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lion?
Unless the lion's really hungry and like is just coming off like a diet.
If it's a baby animal, usually I'm like, I hope that baby gets away.
Yeah.
But if it's an older one, it's like, all right.
You've had a good life.
There's a recent post on Nature's Metal, and it's maybe one of the most metal Nature's Metal posts ever.
Was it the crocodile eating the pigeon?
No, that one was fun. But it was, I believe, a hyena who had eaten another hyena. And the hyena that had eaten was pregnant, so it pulled the baby out. No, that's not it. Go to the top of Nature's Metal. No, go to the top. Stop just clicking on things, you fucking psychos.
Nature's Metal. Oh, what the fuck? They got that McDonald's video.
Go down a little more. Where is it?
Whoa, look at that hawk.
There it is, right there to the left. He's got a fucking baby's head in his mouth.
That's a baby hyena?
Oh, no.
Disembodied head of a fetal duke.
Worst babysitter ever.
Hell yeah. That's fucking... I mean, that is the most metal thing I've ever seen in my entire... I want that tattooed on my body.
Where?
My dick.
There you go. There you go.
The head of your dick is the baby's head?
It's a fucking prairie dog holding a duker's head. Whatever a duker is. Fucking dumb little duker. It looks like another prairie dog. That shit's fucking crazy. Yeah, but I've become completely desensitized to all that shit. Mm. I love it.
I think you've been desensitized just because you've had a way harder life than being affected by videos of a guy icing cows.
No, dude, you're not gonna make me cry. Don't fucking think you're gonna make me cry in this.
Am I gonna make you cry,
dude? I'm not gay, dude. You want to fucking go? You want to fucking go, dude?
Shannon, this is your chance. Let's fucking go.
This is fucking crazy.
I don't think I need to defend Lewis here.
Shannon, did you just call me a bitch? No. All right, you want to fucking go? You want to fucking go? I'll fucking...
Brett Coin.
This is a Brett Coin commercial.
Yeah. Me threatening a woman behind glass. You want to fucking go? Bye, Brett Coin. Very healthy, sane man.
Shannon, I'm sending you something.
Okay. Let's go to the toothless TikTok mom while we do that.
Oh, I love her.
What's the toothless TikTok mom?
Her name is Princess Glitter or something like that.
Do you want to see her before the transformation?
Let's see the after first.
She's famous for
Let's see.
This is the after.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
All right, Smash is fucking cute. Chick.
She looks great.
She lost her teeth from all her pregnancies.
Really?
Yeah.
God, pregnancies are
hard. You look at her and you're like, oh, meth, but it's not.
Ah! Oh, my God. Shannon, this is what you look like without makeup, I imagine.
Wait, how does that even
Princess
work?
Glitterhead.
The way you talk about it, Shannon, like you talk about yourself, like you, Shannon won't let me FaceTime her in the morning.
This is what I feel like I look like without makeup, yes.
Yeah, me too. Look at her.
TikTok is so interesting.
Now look, I can't
shame. She's got great boobs, though.
Like, I can't shame her.
This is the worst look.
She's making it like, no. People be like, oh, you're being mean. It's like, no, dude, she knows she's ugly. That's the whole thing. Yeah.
She's making money off of it. You get paid as a TikTok creator. So you're basically turning her
man is cute. She's got four daughters.
What?
And she's married. Her man is like not bad looking.
That is not okay to people.
The teeth come out of nowhere.
That is.
Look at her. She definitely got new tits after the pregnancy.
This bitch could easily get me. Easily.
That's insane.
In which form? Let's find the exact moment Lewis is
moment.
Sold.
There
is a moment, because to start, you're not in.
No.
And sober Lewis.
Once the teeth go in.
Once the teeth go in, oh, she's
maybe
fucking,
just
she's
let's,
horrific.
Can we track it when you go,
she looks
yes.
like, you remember the movie Witches?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they take their wigs off and they turn into fire. That's what she looks like.
Okay, well, this is...
I like that she's confident. Like, she obviously doesn't care.
This is such a weird...
I want to see her with all that shit done with the teeth out.
I hate her.
There are pictures of her done up with the teeth out.
She's fucking me up, dude. She's fucking me up, and I hate it.
All right.
At least she's
so
thin.
No, no. Lewis, no.
Well, I mean, she looks, her body looks decent there.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
Get the teeth in. Get the teeth in.
Tell us when.
All right, the hair is coming along.
Tell us when.
I don't think she needs extensions.
Yeah,
that's horrendous. That's the worst.
She looks like she's in that band. I forget the name.
No, she's an asshole because she puts the teeth in last.
That's a lot of eyebrows.
She puts the teeth in last like a dickhead.
Lewitt. Yeah. Lewitt.
There.
Oh, okay.
That's
it's
at the end.
That
was anticlimactic. I was hoping there would video just like, okay, it's the one we expected.
Maybe she takes the teeth out to suck dick.
I knew a girl in high school who had false teeth. She was a cute chick too. She was fucking her teeth knocked out or whatever it was. Her parents never, like, if my kid had his teeth knocked out, I would have to fucking
teach him to suck dick.
Come on. I know, I'd have to get his teeth drilled into his head. He can't walk around with fucking dentures. He's 10. It's crazy.
But I got a gummer.
All of her shit fell out because she.
You had a gummer?
I got a gummer.
What was the.
Gums are sharp.
Gums
you
are
really
sharp?
Think it's going to like. You're going to be like, wow. Gums uncomfortable. And she like grandma'd it.
Uncomfortable.
Buddy, why'd you get a fucking gummer, you freak?
I met a girl with no teeth and I was like, well, this is happening.
I met a girl with no teeth. Well, is that a haiku?
No.
I
met a girl with no teeth. Yeah.
Well, this is happening.
I met a girl at a show. She had no teeth.
Met a girl. Wait. Girl. Met a girl.
Is this, what is the stanza? Is it
575.
Like 575. Yes. Don't ever say Lewis doesn't know his poetry again.
I'm a fucking poem guy. Everyone knows that about me.
You're a street poet, man.
I met a nice
girl. And it was uncomfortable. It was like she like gnawed on it like a grandma eating a banana and like it hurt. I couldn't blow a load.
Wow.
So, and she like was like, yeah, I have no teeth.
Word to the wise.
Like she was like,
she's
it was
overly confident.
She was overly confident in her blowjob abilities.
I think no, because you're not the first guy she has been like, nah, gums.
Yeah.
And then no guy has communicated to her that that doesn't feel good.
They feel bad.
Unpleasant.
Because they feel bad because she's already teethless. So you have a, I think you have a responsibility.
And you got to try it.
Of course.
Sure. I mean, I don't blame you for being like,
Paco, you're telling me you would turn down a gummer.
Maybe now I would.
No, I would definitely try it.
Yeah. Now, but now I don't know. Now that I've already heard, I've had a bad review from Zach Amico.
My Yelp review of gummers.
Yeah, it was one or two stars.
This hair again?
No makeup with teeth.
No makeup with teeth. Let's see.
Yeah, she looks fine.
She's not that bad with the teeth.
It's a little
she's,
makeup.
She's okay with some makeup. She doesn't need a ton.
Yeah, most bitches aren't great without makeup.
Yeah, she's got a little foundation on here.
Okay. Princess Glitterhead.
Content is so weird.
More like Princess,
I like that she's
more
confident.
Like Princess Critterhead.
Pull up a picture with her family. I love that she has four girls. You can tell she kept trying
more
for a boy.
Like Princess Critterhead Shannon. Critterhead.
I had your back. We're lowering the bar. We're lowering the bar for rattlesnakes. We shouldn't do that to the show. That's a disservice to the institution that is the Real Ass Podcast.
Okay. So, what is Black Lady Shark advice? What is this?
So, a lady gave advice about not going and swimming in the ocean, basically. And this video went viral.
All right, let's see what happens.
Here we go.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and eat meat in it. Hallelujah. I'm on my way to church this morning, but I wanted to make a quick video because my spirit was troubled this morning. I had the news on. It was talking about somebody else and got.
If you look like this,
shark.
Would you believe in God?
I want you all to be
probably
mine.
Not. Okay. This is the one who needs all the makeup. That's
true. Well, no, the other one needs makeup too.
When you're vacationing, you know, you're going to the beach, do that. Go to the beach. Don't go to the ocean. Okay. Huh. The ocean is the shark's house. Okay? I'm not... And I can swim.
Sure you
can. I can swim. My whole body is a flotation device. My whole body is a flotation device.
Oh, yeah.
Beat us to it. She beat us to it.
But I can't swim. Another thing that makes me suspect and makes me, you know, has my Negro membership card in question, because most black people can't swim, but I can swim. But I'm not going to the ocean, because that's the shark's house. Okay? The shark has the right to eat you up when you're in his house.
Yeah.
When chickens come in my house, guess what? they get eight.
They get A's.
This lady is like she knew we were going to watch it.
Yeah.
She had a checklist of things
she's
I was about to say.
All right, come on.
I'm going to swim. What about chickens in your house?
Yeah. She's Eminem 8-miling us right now.
I don't think black people like to explore the outdoors. They don't really like to hike. They don't like to swim in the ocean. They don't like a question mark as far as their outside goes.
Is that the whole video?
No.
Oh, please.
There's more.
She's great. If I see a chicken in my house, you know I'm eating that chicken.
You get eight.
So when you go in the shark's house, you're going to get ate up, okay? So I want you to be safe. I want you to be happy. You know, let's use some common sense. If you go into the
beach, it's so much more dangerous to drive TikToking than it is to, like,
please,
substantially.
It's so much more dangerous.
Probably, like, 20,000%.
Yes. Yeah.
You are
so much more likely,
to die in a car accident while TikToking versus fucking being eaten by a shark.
And by being in a shark's house.
It's like you're making this video to make us feel safe, but you're going to get in a wreck.
But I will say a chicken being eaten up in her house is more likely than any of those scenarios.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
It's like, that's like if I drive past a watermelon patch, I'm eating up them watermelons. I'm sorry. I cannot drive past a watermelon patch. All right. She's great. I like her. I got no problem with this woman.
She's recording a PSA. She felt the spirit overtake her.
Mm-hmm. She's a Riptide's wet dream.
She's a Riptide's wet dream.
On her way to church. Good for her. I like
it. She's a shark's dream, too, probably.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably
whole
nice, juicy, tender
sharks.
Meat. Yeah.
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 So it's marbled.
It's marbled.
Very juicy. I bet she would taste fucking delicious.
That is true. Who do you think is, of the four people in this room, who do you think would be the best meat to eat?
Wow.
No, me. By far. By far. Zach.
You want muscly meat?
That's what meat is.
No, but
you don't want your meat to have... You don't want your meat to have endured trauma.
Inactive.
That's true. It makes it worse.
Listen,
yeah.
I have a knife. You are no meat. You're like if I found a fucking pigeon.
Sure, we can throw me aside. This is all skeletal. That's fine.
It's me or Chrissy, okay? Because Chrissy...
Probably my ass. My ass meat.
Sure.
Because I got a lot of muscle, but I have a lot of fat around that muscle. Like, this is a tasty, fucking delicious piece of meat right here, okay? Chrissy.
It's ink on
I wonder how my boobs. No, my boobs are all
I
fat.
I bet you Puerto Rican meat tastes. I bet you I'm saltier. I'm like pork. Chrissy would be like fucking
maybe
turkey.
Ham.
Yeah.
Chrissy's
maybe
ham.
It would
I'm pork.
Be like
they're both
German.
Delicious, though. Dude, mixed.
Yeah, you're like pernil.
Ooh, yeah.
What's pernil?
I would cut pernil. Little pieces out of you and stuff garlic in.
Yeah. It's the way they do pork.
Something
Puerto
like
Rican,
a
Cuban Puerto Rican
sandwich.
Pork. That's what I call it. Pernil.
Yeah.
Who would be more delicious, me or Chrissy Mayer? What do you think, Shannon? Mm-hmm. Who would you rather eat if you had to eat one of us?
Hey, Shannon.
I mean, I feel like when Lewis is like training for something, because then he's eating meat and like cleaner. Mm. It would be Lewis.
Yeah,
exactly,
I have a lot of coffee.
Yeah, I know your fucking diet stinks.
it's getting better.
It's just fucking all. She only eats fucking. I don't know. I'm not good at improv. So please put in a joke there, Zach. She only eats.
I don't want to say anything offensive. She's too nice.
White claw.
She's really playing along today.
Coffee and white claw.
You are. She's a nice girl. I like Chrissy. Yeah. All right. So what is this? The cops using the taser on a 17-year-old. What is this video?
So apparently, what had happened was a group of young or older kids or young adults were just in Ocean City, and the cops told them to stop vaping. One of them proceeded to take one more drag, and then they tased him.
No. There's got to be more to that story. Let's see.
Makes
this
sense
is on
for
video.
Ocean City.
I mean, secondhand vape. Oh, Jesus. Oh,
so he went for his vape. And they shot him.
Wow.
See, this is...
That seems like too much.
It seems same, like a lot.
It's that same gene of, like, power going to the head, small
Is this
power.
Guy his friend?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad. I hope his head hit the curb and he's dead.
What?
Why?
Who?
Oh, look at this
guy. Look at his douchebag fucking hair. A guy that looks like that in Ocean City, Maryland. They're being fucking punk asses.
They're trying to get into secrets.
I want to see how quick does he go down. Go back to the...
Yeah, hands are up.
Hands
reach.
Are up.
He's going to reach.
Maybe he didn't know what he was reaching for.
That's yeah, unfortunately, be the I think argument, that's the defense. But that's like...
I mean, why would he reach?
Yeah, I think...
it's only a little tasing. Shut up.
Yeah,
he didn't get shot. Fall. You know, what are we going to do?
He didn't get a fucking knee tasing. On his neck. They that's took away everything fun.
A teenager got tased. That, how is that not just a funny story?
If one of you had a taser, I would let you tase me right now.
Have you been tased before?
I have been tased. We did it on Legion of Skanks. We tased each other.
I have pepper spray. Can I spray with pepper spray?
how painful is the experience?
I have a retractable baton. Can I hit you in the knee with it?
These are all just for Chrissy to do.
Yay.
Hell yeah. Look, it's fine. Obviously,
would it be cheating if you tased the guy on his taint and it made him come?
Gosh, that's a really good question. Only Frank could answer that. I mean, I don't think so because I'm not physically touching you.
I'm just saying.
And I've seen nude people, so seeing someone nude is
I'm saying if we're ever looking for content...
It's not. Love you it. Said it's
we
not.
Could milk me with
I
we
think
could,
no.
We
could milk I think if it was you, Zach, it would be not cheating.
Yeah. If it, you're saying based off the based I'm off of the level.
I'm basically genderless.
I mean, it's obviously the cops were definitely a little jumpy on that, but
yeah.
It's sort of a non-story. It's just a kid getting tased. It's hilarious.
It's
the way he flopped over. Watch it again. The way he flopped over and fell. It's hilarious.
Probably true.
Don't reach for your shit. The cops are saying, don't fucking put your hands your up, shit. You dumbasses.
Even if they're on a bike.
They literally hogtied him.
Took off his shoe and his hogtie. Did they really?
He could have been reaching for it. Yeah.
He did go down hard.
Don't vape.
God, how much must I have to get tased by a guy in short shorts?
Embarrassing.
No.
Beach bike cops.
And what do they even do? Do they fucking tie you to the back and fucking drag you there?
Yeah.
It's like Red Dead Redemption. Like, yeah. You're just
it's
on a
so
rope.
So embarrassing.
He has to get on the pegs.
such an embarrassing thing to happen.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, fuck it. Look, we're going to wrap this one. This has been fun. It's always fun. I always love having you guys on the show.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to be here.
Thanks
Chrissy,
for having me.
Brett
was a little annoying.
Brett's a little bit of a cunt sometimes.
I think so. I actually would agree with that, and that's I endure that, and I agree. I'm not.
I haven't seen you since the Verbo, since we went to the, what was the comedy festival?
Asheville.
Yeah, we stayed in the same Verbo.
Yeah.
It's a Verbo.
It's like an Airbnb.
Verbo. You greeted me nicely, and I was like, I don't think we like each other.
I didn't like you at first.
Yeah.
Because that's always my default setting. I don't like people at first. Right.
You didn't like Brett, really?
I just don't like everyone at first. It takes a while.
It's not the worst person to have dislike you. I'll say that
Aww.
Much.
and then I was like, he's cool. It's fine.
Yeah.
You're like, damn it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Chrissy. You greeted me nicely. I was like, I didn't know. I was like, I
like
know.
It when people don't know where they stand.
Yeah.
And fine. Chrissy, have you ever not liked me?
No. I think I've always liked you.
Me and Chrissy have always liked each other. Old friends. I've known you a long time.
Yeah, and you've also like stuck up for me. I've stuck up for you.
Hell yeah!
I got Nicole Arbor blocked me over.
Why'd she block you?
Not like you need someone standing up for you, but like when you guys were fighting, I think I stuck my neck out. She's like block.
Yeah, she's a punk.
But now she's.
She don't want none of this heat.
Candace
Started
Owens
the beef with her.
Candace Owens,
dude,
owned her. So.
Challenge her to a fight. Literal next fight, journal. Challenge her.
I don't think she'd take it, but. That'd be a fucking dope-ass fight. Me versus Nicole Arbor.
It would be fun to watch.
People would watch.
She'd just fuck me up. Then I'd come.
You just tase her and she goes
and
down.
The fight journal. She's still pretty hot for an old lady. She's kind of old. She's kind of.
How old is she?
She's like 38, 39 now.
Old enough she got to bring a ring light with her.
Yeah. She's pretty hot for an old lady who's gaining a little bit of weight. I still smash.
I think I'm older than her.
All right, Chrissy. You're pretty hot for an old lady.
All right, I'll take
She's
it.
35. You're really hurtful with your words.
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah,
Shannon,
that's not old.
Shannon, her whole thing is being a young hot chick. You know, you gave up on that years
that's
ago.
That's true.
All right, we're going to
You pivoted at some point.
We're going to wrap this one. You guys are the fucking best. Real Ass Podcast. 5 days this week.
We're going to go to the Fight Journal.
Oh, you know what? We're not just rapping. We're just going to go to the Fight Journal. You could cut our mics, though, and you know, just go to the latest episode of Fight Journal. Produced by Paco, directed by Paco. Love doing it. This is our Fight Journal from last week in Los Angeles. Take a look at this, and thank you guys very much. Good night.
Whoa.
So it seems Harrington doesn't know how to properly shoot footage for a vlog. So I'm going to have to narrate this entire week's episode. So Harrington, Brian, Diego, and myself set off for the beautiful Los Angeles to prepare for my fight with the great Michael Bisping.
All right, come on, man. Something like a nice run in the morning with your friends to start the day.
All right, I'm excited, bro. Let's go. Unfortunately for Harrington, and fortunately for everyone else, his injury prevented him from training.
I want to go for a run with my friends.
So Brian got to take his place and really live his dream. Since Bisping was a former UFC middleweight world champion, I figured it would be best to try to do everything that he did and said and really try to emulate his every action.
Luis, down. Down. Don't touch.
All right, guys. I'm tired. I'm going to hit the hay. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Sit down, Luis.
I was getting stronger, I was getting faster, I was getting more confident.
It sucks. It fucking sucks.
You extend further than that.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Harrington was pretty sad. On the last day of the trip, I felt as if I was ready to spar with Michael Bisping.
And then your dad beat up the UFC middleweight champion of the world, Michael Bisping.
Did you really?
Of course.
Oh.
Thoughts, Lewis?
Michael Bisping's a cunt. He says he likes sparring. I thought he meant like for me. The girl he meant like for him. So. Yeah.
Oh, tippy top.
Hey, before we get out of here, you guys should know we have a bunch of incredible shows here on the Gas Digital Network. This week, we're highlighting No Need for Apologies, a great podcast with Real Ass Podcast regulars Derek Gaines and Dave Temple. You can find their entire catalog of episodes on demand at gasdigitalnetwork.com or catch the latest 20 episodes anywhere you find podcasts. But first, check out this clip.
Going on, Young Dylan McGree, they were talking about fast food breakfast and how it's good. I got to thinking, Is it me? Or is hood pussy just as good as fast food breakfast?
Hood pussy, better than fast food breakfast.
Like, well, go ahead, you got to elaborate a little bit.
Like, you remember them donuts they used to serve in grade school that came in the hot plastic bag and the bag was steaming?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think good pussy is. But you can't have it all the time because it's not good. It's not good
it's
dietary.
It's not good for you. Huh? We start a restaurant called Hood Pussy.
How should it come in? Do, 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 do.
Hood Pussy.
Do, 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 do.
Hood Pussy.
The restaurant. And it's a plate of food steaming like sizzlers. It's got to like, gotta be a little S. It's steaming.
All day long right now, man. Because I could just go in on Hood Bitches right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just the teal green sweatpants, no pockets. Do, do, do,
do, do. I love them.
Hood Pussy. You know that that little jean jacket that we don't really know where it came from?
Yeah.
They'll treat you right until they decide they don't want you here no more. Could you imagine the restaurant where they just kick you out? I'm tired of y'all.
But bet it's only 5 p.m.
So the fuck what? I ain't for this shit today.
Ranked 98th in customer service. Ranked 98th in customer service because she didn't feel like it because it was too hot outside for that shit.